Good morning.
Love Talk Radio.
Good Wednesday morning to you. This is LaDonna Ray, and you are listening to Life and the Public Figure. I just want to thank you for tuning in, especially after that nice long, well, short break after Thanksgiving and Friendsgiving. And speaking of Friendsgiving, guess who's engaged? Not me. Ryan Seacrest. Congratulations to... Oh, never mind. Ryan Seacrest apparently was flying over to Europe to celebrate Friendsgiving with his closest friends. Well, when he was coming back through LAX, Mr. Seacrest was with his friend's fiance, who was sporting a mighty big rock. Everyone assumed, jumped the gun, and said he was with his girlfriend, and she and he are engaged. Well, all blondes don't look alike. I mean, his girlfriend, Renee Hall, is beautiful. His girlfriend. And no, he is not engaged. He made it perfectly clear. You know, Ryan is 40 years old, and I know his mother is very excited for him to finally get married and get on with it, you know, so she can have grandkids with him, or by him, I should say. But don't rush Ryan. I love Ryan. Let him enjoy being a bachelor. There's nothing wrong with that. Everyone is getting ready for holiday shopping. Christmas trees are going up. Lights are everywhere. The sales are just running rampant. Everyone is just filling the stores, and the internet is completely crowded with shoppers. I want to know something. Have you actually found a deal that you can't pass up? Now, that's the question of the day. Is people just simply opening the doors early just to let you in and rush in and snatch toys away from children? You know, like, was it a toaster oven or a rice cooker or a vegetable steamer? I don't know. But this woman snatched this box for the fight. Was the deal that good that she had to take candy from a baby? What a moron. I don't know. Are you guys finding deals out there? I've seen a few here and there, but not what that would make me lose my mind and make some child feel really about going shopping for Christmas. Okay. So I know that, you know, Wednesday mornings are considered hump day. You know, you got through Monday, first day back to work after the holiday, flying back, spending a lot of time in the airport. I know. What's your hump? What is the hump that you need to get over? Is it someone at work? Look, put your ear closer to your speakers. Is it someone at work that you need to get over? Is it someone in your family that you need to get over? Are they the hump you need to get over? Feel free to inbox me on Facebook. If you go to Facebook, you can find me under LaDonna Ray. That's LaDonnaRaeh. And let me know what your hump is for Wednesday. Next week, we're going to have a very special guest. And I just want to let you know and remind you, those of you that don't know what Life in the Public Figure is all about, our show is dedicated to paying tribute to those that have paved the way, both new and old. And I just want to say thank you to you guys now in life, instead of waiting until the afterlife. So show me my love now. Give me my flowers now while I'm able to smell them, that whole thing. I've interviewed quite a few people that are very notable and influential, and I am so honored to have had these conversations with these individuals. But I also want to let them know that we appreciate them now, instead of waiting until we miss them and we wish we would have told them at that given time. So don't forget, tune in. You can email my producer if you represent or are a performing artist or a entertainer or even an author that everyone can't put your books down. You know, a playwright. Hey, Spike Lee, congratulations. Chirac will be out this Friday. Maybe you want us to interview you and pay tribute to you because you have put some amazing movies out there, and we thank you for doing that and sending a message. Also, if you are a celebrity or a public figure, please have your people contact my people at producer at lrmediagroup.com. That's producer at lrmediagroup.com. Also, you can find me on Twitter and Facebook, and that's Ladonna Ray, LadonnaRaeh. Can't wait to see you guys next week, all right? Keep hope alive, and don't eat too much leftovers. I know there's a lot to deal with, and how much turkey can one deal with? Yeah. Okay, thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next week on Wednesday at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. Take care. Bye-bye.